Good morning. Hey, y'all. Hey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. There we go. Join us. Come on, y'all know my little theme song. Somebody gonna make me a theme song. Join us. Come on. Join us. Good morning. Good morning. How y'all doing this morning? I'm gonna talk to Josiah today. He has the intro video that he does for good morning, Miss Williams. How you doing? That he does for Replay Monday. I'm gonna see what he can do. I'm gonna talk to him. Join us. Join us. Okay, thank you. Join us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God, Lord, we thank you. We bless you. Oh, let me go back. We lift up the name of Jesus. Thank you. Thank you for all of y'all that share the devotional every day. God appreciates you. I'm not going to even say I appreciate you. God appreciates you. It means more than you know. So thank you. Thank you for sharing. Thank you for not being afraid to share. And for those of y'all who are not there yet, because sometimes we don't know the importance or we haven't realized we haven't realized the importance of sharing, and so we don't share it, right? We don't realize that how important it is to how important it is to God, and so we won't share, or we sometimes I used to be afraid. I'm gonna say this. I kept my faith private for some reason. And I think I kept my faith private for me because I didn't, that sounds so strange sometimes. I don't want to offend certain people or whatever else. Whatever else I had going on was true to my story. And so a lot of times I was afraid to share my faith. And God has just even been dealing with me lately about, my prophetic gift or the gifts he has given me. Hey, Shanquita, and dealing with me about operating in the things that he has told me to operate in and not be afraid to operate in those things. And so sometimes we have to deal with fear. I'm trying to figure out there's a man that liked our video and never mind. I got it. Okay. I was like, is he in the group, the women group? Okay. No, he's not. I was about to get concerned. We have a Coffee and Conversations Ladies Bible study group. It's a women's only. And I thought I saw a man. I was like, wait a minute. And so I had to really learn how to be bold, considering my faith, considering the things of God. I had to be bold enough to be in a place. Hey, auntie, that I wasn't afraid of what people thought about where I was in the journey I was. And I had to watch myself from sitting at the seat with people who were gossipy or who didn't agree or who didn't, whatever else. I remember when I first started the devotional, someone started a rumor that I was trying to steal people's members. And somebody came to me and was like, somebody, well, we were talking and they were like, I think she's trying to steal people members. And then the person's response was, well, I hope she catch every last one of the women that go to my church because I know what she teaches is sound and I hope it makes them better. I don't think she's trying to steal members. I think she's trying to share faith and encourage people to live better. And so that's what it is. So when you get a chance, just click the little arrow, share the button, or copy the link and put it in spaces that people need to see it. You got some people connected to you that perhaps, and yesterday was a testimony, perhaps they're not listening to what you're saying, but perhaps putting up somebody else in their way, they will listen. I got a few testimonies. Can I tell y'all something? When the Lord spoke a release about finances yesterday, we had testimonies coming in. I got my girl, I can see somebody. She like, we had testimonies coming in. Somebody found some money in their drawer. And you can say, oh, it was coincidental. No, I believe in the power and the timing of God. Somebody else had a deposit that came out of nowhere. I believe in the divine timing of God. And when he tells us to pray a certain thing, because the Holy Spirit makes intercession. And I want you to be very clear that stop, like, don't let people who are afraid to pray a certain way or trust God a certain way or ask God for certain things, do not let them hinder or hamper or damage your faith right now in this season. So we started getting the testimonies and it's like, okay, we see in the hand of God. God said he was releasing finances and the reports were coming in for the release of finances. So I was like, my God, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you're doing. I want to do this now because we got a little time and I'm going to start praying. Pick up your coffee, pick up your coffee, pick up your coffee, pick up your coffee. 30 days of prayer. Let's buy some and send them to your men, folk. Let's not be afraid to encourage them to pray. I'm so excited. The book has just been selling and we haven't even done an advertisement. So I know what God has said to me about the book. I sent a copy to a friend and she was like, oh my gosh, I cannot wait to pray this. Pick up your copy of 30 Days of Prayer. Share it with the people in your circle. If you don't have children, that's fine. If you have adult children, people have been buying them and sending them to mothers. One of my good friends, I'm taking him, he's bought, I think, 13 copies. He ordered 3 more copies and he's been giving them to the women in his church. And he called me the other day and he's like, I need a few more copies because someone else saw it and was like, you didn't give me a copy. So I'm taking him more. Thank you, Kelly, for that. So I'm taking him more copies today. So pick up your copy, 30 Days of Prayer. We got some more devotionals being released soon. Got another 30-day devotional that's going to be released in August, Small Bites Still Equal Meal. And I have 2 women who wrote with me, and we're getting ready to release their devotionals as well. I'm so excited about that. The other thing I want you to do is I want you to go get registered for the online version. Go on and lock your date in. Go on and take your time off. Go on and get it in. I want you to get ready for the online version of Pillow Talk San Diego. We'll be doing that July 13th through the 16th. And you may not could have traveled with us, but you can come online and experience. It's 5 sessions for $99. You cannot beat that. 5 sessions. You're going to get 5 sessions of strategies for $99. 1, how to breathe through your trauma. 2, journaling through the process. And 3, how to value within. And then you got 2 sessions that I'm going to be leading and teaching as well. So I don't want you to miss out on Pillow Talk San Diego. It's in July. Go on and book your spot so that you're not frustrated later because you didn't get it and we were sold out. Still going to be an intimate group online. The ladies that are coming in person are coming to do the work. And then October Pillow Talk, I think it's the 13th, 15th. Keidra, I might have the days wrong. I'm just pre-prepping you because we're going to release it because those spots are limited too. For those of you who want to travel into the state of Arkansas, we will be in Hot Springs. I think it's the 13th. If I don't want to do that weekend, it's the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, starting with the 13th, somewhere around there. I don't have that date in front of me. We'll be releasing October's Pillow Talk. If you went last year, you know how powerful and potent that Pillow Talk was. And we're going to be right back there in that game again to get that Pillow Talk. And I want you to join us. I want you to connect in those spaces with us. Y'all ready for the word today? Put in your comments, I'm ready for the word today. Y'all ready for the word today? So be mindful of all our announcements. If you subscribe, oh, I got 1 more. I'm sorry, Lord. Thank you. 1 more. June, I think it's the 20th, somewhere in there. Feed the Streets. If y'all know anything about this ministry, we are assigned to go. And I'm talking about we hit the streets to take care of the poor, the sick, the lost. That is part of the mission of this ministry, a large part of the mission. consider connecting with us for Feed the Streets this month. You might can't attend, but you could do a special, an extra donation besides what you normally give. We need chips, 50-count chips. We need water. We need tuna. We need cereal bars. We need fruit or applesauce. Consider as well getting that today as well. Like, consider being a part of that and getting that as well. I'm just so grateful for what God is doing through this ministry. In the last 6 years, we have given over 20,000 meals away. That is huge. And the only way that we do that is through you. We do that through you. Because of you, we are able to give away or have given away 20,000 meals. Let's get into prayer. And let's get into the word today. I'm gonna do a short prayer and then I'm gonna pray at the end. Father God, open the eyes of our understanding. And if you want to serve, I'm gonna email out a link and some things where you can sign up, or we can sign up to give all those things as well for Feed the Streets, or you can come out and serve with us as well. I want to pray. I'm going to show the pray short, and then I'm going to pray at the end of what God gave me, because I feel the anointing and power just to pray, pray truth over you, pray victory over you. So God has been dealing with me a lot lately, that we get to experience the redemptive power of Christ on this side. Y'all, we get to experience the power of Christ on this side. You know what it's like to be washed in the blood. Tammy, we get to experience the redemptive power of Christ on this side. Irish, we get to experience the redemptive part of Christ. I believe in his redemption power now. I believe in his resurrection power. And Paul wrote it in Ephesians when he was praying. Come on, y'all. You got to get with this morning so that you see yourself and see God as God is, and you see yourself. I'm sick of people lying on God. I'm sick of people taking scripture and making it and fit to where it's comfortable, like we ain't got no power. I was praying and meditating today and thinking about how we are living as if there's no power, as if Jesus is not alive today, to disciple others, to get this nation saved. But also we should be experiencing his power. We should be experiencing his presence. We should be involved. And so I know that his power still works in us. Skip with me for just a second, and I'm going to go back and give you what I need to give you, right? First, Ephesians 1, go to the 11th verse. I want you to mark this moment. So can you do me a favor? Thank you, Vanessa. It's June 24th. I want you to mark this moment for me. Mark this moment. Say, this will be a pivotal moment for me. Woo! Come on. Declare it over your life. Say, this moment from this teaching forward, this moment will be a pivotal moment for me. And you may be a person that say, oh, I've declared some things before and I've seen them. No, this moment will be a pivotal moment for you. The word working in you is going to transform, and it's going to change your life, and it's going to pull you into a different mindset, and it's going to pull you into a different way of thinking. And you're going to start seeking not the power of God, but you're going to seek the presence of God. And when you seek the presence of God, you're going to experience the power of God. From this moment, I expect this moment to be a pivotal moment for me. This will be a pivotal moment. The eyes of my understanding are about to fly open of how the resurrection will power works, and it's supposed to work in my life, and it's supposed to work in my children's life. There is a mandate on my life, woo, for me to line up and look like Christ. There's a mandate on my life for me to align and look like Christ. So the resurrection power, Sierra, inside of you. The resurrection power, Sharice, inside of you. The resurrection power, Jess, inside of you. The resurrection power, Cheryl, inside of you. The resurrection power, Kelly, inside of you. The resurrection power, Sandra, inside of you. The resurrection power, Kendra, inside of you. That thing, that power inside of you is doing something. So I'm going to bring you to Ephesians 1. 11, and then I'm gonna pray for you. It says, in him, woo, come on, we have also received an inheritance. Come on, I got an inheritance. We have also received an inheritance in him, because we were predestined according to the plan of the one who works out everything in agreement with the purpose of his will. I told you other day, you are not a mistake. You are not an accident. My God, your birth, no matter how it happened, woo, God designed, God formed you, and God knitted you. Woo, God designed, God formed you, and God knitted you. So here he is. This is Paul. And as Paul is talking, he's identifying himself as Paul, right? And he had stayed in Ephesus. So he's greeting them and he's talking to them about God's rich blessing. Come on, y'all. God's rich blessing. So it's, and then Paul's beginning is always powerful because he always usually opens up with grace to you. Woo! Do you know what that means? When someone is speaking to you and says grace to you, woo! Come on, grace, the sustainable, the measure. He's like, grace to you. Anytime you find yourself in a circumstance or a situation, it seems like you're a little bit overwhelmed and it seems like the enemy is winning. No, grace to you. Woo! Come on. Oh, that just shook something in me. No, grace. Grace to you. That's what you need. You need more grace. You need to understand that the grace is sustainable. You need to understand that the grace is working even when you don't know it's working. You need to understand that the grace is providing. You need to understand that the grace is protecting. There ain't no weak grace. There ain't no partial grace. You just got to learn how to find the grace. The grace is what will help you complete the assignment. God, the grace is what will help you complete the assignment. The grace is what will help you parent strong-willed children. The grace is what will help you through the marriage. It's the grace. So Paul is in there and he's like, grace to you, Valerie. Grace to you, Sam. Oh, come on, y'all. My God. Grace to you, Cheryl. Oh, come on, come on. Grace to you, Sandra. Come on, come on. Grace to you, Julia. Come on, my God. The grace. So Paul is speaking grace. And the scripture says this. The scripture says we are supposed to talk to each other in hymns and psalms. Come on, y'all. Grace to you, Yara. My God. Oh, my God. So here he is. Here's Paul saying grace to you. Woo! Then he says, blessed be the name of God. Woo! Come on. Blessed be the name of God. And then he just began to worship and to celebrate God for who he is. This should be our daily standard for how we come into the presence of God. I received that, Auntie. This should be our daily standard for how we come into the presence of God. Come on now. So he says, blessed be to the name of God, right? He's speaking well of God. He's praising God. He's worshiping God for what he has done. He's celebrating God. And if you go over to Psalms, you see this crystal all throughout Psalms. David worships and celebrates God for every victory, woo, and everything that has happened. So this is what Paul is saying to him. And then he begins to explain to him. He says, look, he says, in him we have redemption through his blood. Come on, that's the seventh verse. First Ephesians 1:7. He says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness. Woo! Can we do something for just a second today? I want you to release yourself. Come on. I need you today to be the day that you release yourself. I want you to even release yourself from yesterday, from every past mistake, from every anything that you did that you knew was outside the will of God, and anything that you did that you found out later was outside the will of God, and any thoughts that you're having right now that don't really line up with the will of God, and the things that you have been struggling with that you know that God has came and said, Katina, there's more for you, that you know God has come and said, Katina, there's more for you, or that you know God has come and said, Renee, that there is more for you. I need you today to forgive yourself. Woo! Come on. He says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he richly poured out on us with all wisdom and understanding. Can I tell you something? God knew what he was doing when he decided to forgive you. Ooh, y'all, I'm about to go. I'm preaching to myself. God knew what he was doing when he decided to forgive you. Woo! Come on. And you got to understand this measure and this grace of his love, because if you don't get wrapped in this and if you don't get enveloped in this, you will never think you are worthy enough for where God is taking you. You will never think you are worthy enough for how God provides for you. You will never. And your worth is not based in self. Your worth is based in faith in Jesus. Oh, come on. So he says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of grace. Right now, in your notes, I forgive me. Woo! Come on. in your notes. I forgive me. I forgive me. I'm going to forgive me if I feel like, come on. I got to post today. He is the God of second chances. He is releasing second chances. There are some things that you were supposed to do that you may have been afraid to do the first time, but he is gonna open the door to your second time, and there will be an opportunity for you to walk on through. But you need to pause in this moment and say, I forgive me, so that when the opportunity comes again, you will not second guess it as God. You'll be able to say, 6:8:23. This is the word that was released by the woman of God. Come on, by the prophets. This was the word that was released by a prophet. God is giving me a second chance. I'm supposed to walk through this door. I know that this is the opportunity that God has for me, because it came up before, but I ran from it because I was scared. The only reason we run from what God has said or called us to do is because we do not understand our righteousness. We do not understand who we are in Christ Jesus. So here he is, Paul, giving you and demonstrating a measure of God's love through the word, and says, in him. Woo! He ain't saying your mama. He ain't saying your cousin. He ain't say in your pastor and the teacher and the preacher. He ain't say any of that. He said, in him. Woo! Thank you. We have redemption. I am so glad that I don't have to rely on anyone else to redeem me. He says, in him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he richly poured out on us with all wisdom and understanding. So I have to position myself in a state of forgiveness, because if I don't even position myself in a state of forgiveness, I will not allow the word to work down on the inside of me. I will not even want to present myself as a living sacrifice, because I don't even think I'm worthy of him reworking my thoughts. I don't even think I'm worthy of him reworking my story. And it's really not him reworking the story, because he already wrote the story. Woo! Come on, y'all. So God created us, come on, for himself. Oh my God. And if he created us for himself, why would he assign Jesus, woo, to the assignment to stand in our stead, but we not witness the power of God in our life? The word of God said we're being transformed from darkness into his marvelous light. Come on now. So he says, the richly poured out of with us with all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure. Now, Ephesians focus, let me be real. Ephesians focus, right? The book of Ephesians is on the corporate church, not necessarily the individual Christian salvation, but you can take the word and the working, because we the church, you are part of the church, and let the work in you to understand I've been elected. The church, me, a part of the body of Christ, has been elected for service and spiritual benefit. This is not about myself. Woo! This is not about myself. Like, this is not about myself. I've been elected for service. The church as a whole, the body of Christ has been elected. Come on. We have been elected. So redemption from sin through the price paid by Jesus is transforming my life. Woo! God. So God richly poured this out on me. I get to live in this. I get to walk in this. I get to talk in this. He made known to me the mystery that he approves of me. Woo! He made known the mystery that I am adopted. He made known. He is very bold. See, he ain't hiding me. He is made very bold and forthcoming how much he loves me. And he put it on demonstration through his son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He demonstrated it publicly. Woo! This wasn't no side affair. He demonstrated this publicly how much he loved me. So he says, as a plan for the right time, he says, he made it known to his mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, that he purposed in Christ as a plan for the right time to bring everything together in Christ, both things in heaven and things on the earth in him. He said, in him, we have also received the inheritance because we are predestined according to the plan of the one who works out everything in agreement with the purpose of his will, so that we who had already put our hope in Christ might bring praise to his glory. In him, you also were sealed with the promise. Oh my God, of the Holy Spirit. Oh my God. When you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and you will believe, the Holy Spirit is the down payment. Woo! So I got to know more about the Holy Spirit. You got to put that in your notes. I got to know more about the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the down payment for the promise of what God is said to do. He is the promise of eternal life. He is the one, while we're still here on earth, that brings comfort, that brings strength. Ooh, come on now. That advocates for us. Come on now. He is the one that pulls us into the knowledge of Jesus Christ and pulls us into knowledge of the purpose that we have here on earth and pulls us, come on now, into the knowledge of the redemption power. So we have the Holy Spirit as a taste of what's to come. Ooh! That's how I know the redemptive and the resurrection power has to be experienced, not just in earth, but also, I mean, not just in heaven, but on earth, because the Holy Spirit, come on, is a foretaste of what's ahead. Woo! Thank you, Lord, for a foretaste of what's ahead. So then this is what Paul prays. He says, this is why, since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for the saints, I've never stopped giving thanks for you as I remember in your prayers. I pray. Woo, come on, y'all. I got to get revelation of who Jesus is working in me. I got to get revelation. Can I tell you this, even though he had that, this attached to the power had to be the thing that drew Peter out of the boat. Woo! The attached to the power had to be the thing that drew Peter out of the boat. Woo! Peter would have a life-changing, altering experience by just getting out of the boat. He would, come on, y'all, he would experience the divine power of God, but he would also experience the grace of God when he took his eyes off God. Sit that on the inside of you and know that the same power that calmed the winds and the waves, that same power is working on the inside of you to turn you into a much better version of you. Woo! With God, I can't fail. So here he is. He says, this is why, since I heard about your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and your love for all saints, I will never stop giving thanks for you. As I remember you in my prayers, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, will give you the one, first, the spirit of wisdom. Woo! Say, I need the spirit of wisdom and revelation. You need wisdom and you need revelation. Woo! Come on. Wisdom is when I apply divine truth, woo, to everything that I'm facing every day. Wisdom is when I take divine truth. No matter, I don't trust my eyes. I don't trust my eyes because they'll fail me. Wisdom is when I take divine truth and turn it to every day. And then I do this with the knowledge of God. Wisdom and knowledge go together. Like wisdom and knowledge go together. You want wisdom and you want knowledge. You need wisdom and you need revelation to walk in divine truth, right? To walk in divine truth. Woo! Thank you, Lord. So Paul says to them, Paul prays. He says, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened so that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the mighty working of his strength. Paul is praying. Woo, come on. Paul is praying that you have more awareness. Woo, come on. More awareness of what's available to you. Come on. So when the Lord deals with us about praying bold prayers, when the Lord deals with us about our expectation, when the Lord starts dealing with us about three things in our heart, Paul is praying that you are more aware of how and what's available to you to live in the kingdom of God, that you are more aware. Well, how do I become more aware? Man, Romans 12, 1, first present your body as a living sacrifice. Come on now. And then I got to renew my mind in the knowledge of who and what God is. That means I'm going to have to spend more time with God. So he says it. He says, I'm making you more aware. He says, so open your heart, may be enlightened, so you may know what is the hope of his calling, what is the wealth of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the mighty working of his strength. Remember when I told you, when we talked about Peter being in the boat, right? And then he says to Jesus, he said, Lord, if it's you, bid me to come, because they was afraid, even though they had just hung out with Jesus and saw him perform miracle signs and wonders. Something happened when they got on the boat. Maybe it was the winds, the storms, the waves who made them forget who Jesus was. He says, if me, you bid me to come. And so the Lord says, come on. And Peter steps out the boat. That's the power. Come on. That's the power. I hear you, Lord. That's the power. So Peter steps out the boat. He steps into the power. You ought to step into the power today. He steps into the power. You ought to make a decision. You know what? I'm going to step into the power of God, which means I'm going to have faith, belief, and trust in God. So Peter, when Peter stepped out of the boat, he steps into the power. That's what he did. He stepped into the understanding of who God was. And even though, this is for the second chances, I hear you, Lord, even though, my God, he took his eyes off God for a minute, there was enough grace available to pull him out the circumstance or the situation that was before him. I hear you, Lord. You cannot be afraid when God opens up this door to your second chance. I hear you, Father God. I thank you for this word today. I thank you for championing our cause. Now, I want to pray over you. I want to pray Psalm 68 and 1. And I know this is so strange, but this is a scripture that God gave me. This scripture talks about God's majestic power. God's majestic power. I hope you take that word today and stew on it. I hope you, I'm sure you bake cakes under it. I hope you start your business under it and don't let it go. I hope you open up and run full today in what God had called you to do and stop worrying about what people think. I hope y'all run to purpose. I hope you run with vision. I hope you run with clarity. I hope you run with knowledge. I hope you run with more understanding. I hope you run a really bold race and forget what people say today. So this is Psalm 68:1. This is this little scripture right here. David is singing, and this is talking about God's majestic power, right? And I was meditating on this morning, and I was like, man, it says God arises, his enemies scatter, and those who hate him flee from his presence. And I was like, God, this is so powerful that when you execute justice on this earth, us, the rightly people, we celebrate. But how powerful is it that our joy, we can take joy in the fact that when you arise, if you arise and your enemies scatter, then when you arise in my life, my enemies got to scatter too. Come on. When God arises, his enemies be scattered. I'm like, if God arises, I'm looking it up. I'm looking up the commentary. I'm trying to figure it out. And it's talking about the greatness and the goodness of God and the wonderful works that God does for his people. So I'm like, God, if when you arise, your enemies scatter and those that hate you flee from your presence. And your presence, the presence of God, is in my life due to my rebirth in Christ Jesus, then let God arise and diabetes be scattered. Come on. Let God arise and low self-esteem be scattered. Let God arise and anxiety be scattered. Let God arise and worry be scattered. Let God arise and fear be scattered. Like, this is how we should pray. Let God arise and cancer be scattered. Woo! Let God arise. Come on now. And lack be scattered. Let God arise. And come on, y'all. Oh my God. You can pray this way. You can talk to God this way. And you can trust and believe that if God is for you, who can be against you? Let God arise. And whatever the division that has been in your family, whatever strife, whatever lewdness, whatever cruising, let it be scattered today. Woo! My God, let God arise and low self-esteem be scattered. Let God arise and lack be scattered. Let God arise and fibromyalgia be scattered. Let God arise and lupus be scattered. Let God arise and sin be scattered. Let God arise and say, you got some strongholds and some things that you've been dealing with in your life. It's an enemy. It's enemy. It's making you an enemy of God. It's an enemy of God. No, let God arise and sexual immorality be scattered. Let God arise. Let God arise and the enemy be scattered today. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it. That's my prayer for you. Let God arise. You ought to stand on that. Whatever it is you have been facing that is an enemy of your truth, that has tried to overwhelm you, that has tried to break down, that has tried to take authority in your life, that has tried to, he said, become bold before. I'm bold before God because he's my father. And then I'm not spending a whole lot of time. I wonder if I prayed the wrong thing. Holy Spirit, make intercession. If the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart does not align with your word, then fine, deal with me. Because sometimes I get it wrong. But I trust you enough. I believe that you're big enough that whatever is an enemy against my life, that if the blood of Jesus arises against it, it has to scatter. It has to scatter. If the blood of Jesus, if whatever it is, if the blood of Jesus, it has to scatter. When we come before God and we rejoice before God, right? And we give our all to God. He is engaged by promise and covenant through Jesus to be merciful, to be tender and compassionate. So whatever I'm facing is an enemy of my life, let God arise and it be scattered. Let God arise and be scattered. Father God, I thank you for your people today. I thank you for this word today. Let you arise. Let you arise. You care for the afflicted. You care for the oppressed. Woo! You care for your lost sons and daughters. We thank you that salvations are happening today. We thank you that we experience more of your power today. We thank you, Father God, that we are experiencing miracles, signs, and wonders today. We thank you, Father God, that if you be for us, it don't matter what tries to come against us. Your word will prevail in our life. In Jesus' name, amen. Woo! In Jesus' name, let God arise. Come on, let God arise. You ought to be saying, you ought to apply that to anything you got going on in your life. No, let God arise. Let God, when he arises, any, there's nothing bigger, greater. When God puts the weight of his glory on your circumstance or situation, the whole world will know that God is with you. The whole world will know that God is with you. Let's get out of here. First, if the Lord places on your heart to give, to partner to this with this ministry, go over to the website, lmjministries.org. Remember, this is the last day of our fast. Thank y'all for fasting with us for 7 days. I always know one of my girls texted me. She said, when I'm fasting, I'm clearer and I'm stronger and I know the difference. Can I tell you something? You might want to like do a half a day fast once a week till you build your strength. Make fasting a lifestyle for you. Ask the Lord, though, first. Maybe a half a day fast on Wednesdays. Like on Wednesdays to 12 noon, you set your body apart and set that time apart and build that in your lifestyle. I always encourage that for entrepreneurs. I always encourage that for men and women, God, to make life. It ain't got to be, make fasting your lifestyle. Like put it in your lifestyle. It's last day of fast. Thank you for meditating the scriptures. You can still take the scriptures, meditate them, keep them with you. Two things. One, the Lord places on your heart to partner with this ministry. And I told you at the beginning what partnerships do. Feed the streets, help us with single moms, help us to continue to get the gospel out. Help us with Drew Projects, help us with Flint Global. If God places on your heart, you know what, I need to partner, I need to sow, I need to give into this ministry, go to the website, lmjministries.org. You can give there or you can cash app us, $LMJMINISTRY. You can give there as well. My last thing is, you may be watching this and there are those of you that do that are not saved and ain't figured it out yet. Or maybe you're somebody who was saved once and you just kind of walked away from the faith and then something drew you to this devotional today. I want today to be the day that you receive Jesus. You don't have to get it all together to be with Jesus. He wants you just as you are. Accepting Jesus Christ was my biggest, the biggest thing that changed my life. And it's never too late. I got baptized when I was 8, but when I was 27, I really understood who Jesus was. I accepted the faith again and I got baptized. I say really, that's when I really got baptized. So it's never too late. If that's you, repeat after me. Dear Jesus, I'm in need of a savior. I'm asking you to come into my life to take away my sins. I promise to love and follow you best I can. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. If you prayed this prayer, send us an email, info@justmeandlmj.com, and we're going to send you some resources and some materials. Don't forget 30 days of prayer. Don't forget, go get registered for the online version of Pillow Talk. My mom, my sisters, and I, if you have never attended a Pillow Talk, I promise you, it is a catalyst that will change your life. I promise it will. We'll be back here in the morning at 6 a.m., sipping at 6. I'll see you at 6 a.m. I love you. God loves you. I love you. God loves you. And don't be afraid. One more thing. I hear you, Lord. Let's call our harvest in. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you gave us ministering spirits. There are some people that have need, stand in need today. So Father God, we call our harvest in right now from the north, south, east, and west. We thank you, Father God, that you are releasing finances today, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Satan, cough it up, loose it, release it, and let it go. We thank you, Father God, your perfect will is being done in our life as it is in King in heaven, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'll see y'all back in the morning, 6 a.m. Love, peace, and blessings. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh my God. Thank you. 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 Thank you.